How many languages can fit on a planet? Let's take a little break from looking at how linguists do their studies and look instead at what they study, languages worldwide. Nobody knows for sure how many languages there are, though we do know that their number is diminishing. Since 1928, linguists have been holding an international congress every 5 years, and the theme of the 1992 congress in Quebec City, Canada, was endangered languages. Estimates range from under 3,000 to over 5,000. It is rare for a language to have no known relatives, but Basque, spoken in the Pyrenees Mountains straddling France and Spain, is perhaps the best-known case. Others include Ainu, Japan, Burushaski, India, and Ket, Siberia. Most languages come in families that range dramatically in size. The Romance languages, derived from Latin, number 13 today. The lesser-known members of the family include Galician, Romance, Ladin, and Friulian. But the Bantu group, spoken in Central and Southern Africa, runs to over 500 languages and dialects. Vast as it is, the Bantu language belongs to an even larger group known as the Niger-Congo languages. Austronesian is a group of no less than 1,000 languages whose speakers are to be found from Madagascar to New Zealand. So there is no shortage of work for linguists who are prepared to trek off and do fieldwork recording the incredibly rich variety of languages in our world. There are more than 20 families of native languages in the Americas, known collectively as the Amerind languages. But language families spill over geographic boundaries. The Afroasiatic languages, as their name indicates, span Africa and Asia. And likewise, the members of the vast Indo-European group stretch from the northernmost regions of Europe to the Indian subcontinent. If there is no single answer to the question we started with, how many languages can fit on a planet, we do at least have an idea of what the squeeze rate is here on Earth. In Papua New Guinea, with an area only slightly larger than California and a population of just over 3 million, there are nearly 900 separate languages. We've been talking here about natural languages, but linguists started investing artificial languages long ago, in the hope of making international communication easier. Esperanto is one of the best known. It blends elements from existing widely spoken language in a noble and democratic effort to allow the peoples of the world to communicate in a common language. But this approach has not always been the starting point for linguistic internationalism.